We're going to see financial miracles. We're already seeing them. Undeniable financial miracles and perfect timing. And I believe we're going to see miracles the way they saw them in the Bible as well. We're going to see people healed. We're seeing people saved. We're seeing people healed small things. But I believe we're going to see undeniable miracles. People born with conditions suddenly healed by the power of God. And it will be such a light and such a witness to the world. This is the way God intended us to reap the harvest, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm not sure if everyone knows, but this is our last Friday session for the year. We're going to take about a 6-week break, and then we will be back right after New Year's. And I just thought I'd let you know. So we're going to try to wrap things up for the year. We will start a new series beginning in January. It'll be called The Manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And we're just segueing right into what we're teaching on now. But let me summarize pretty briefly what we talked about all year since about February. We've been talking about more than conquering. That's a pretty popular phrase from the New Testament in Romans 8. He causes us, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I guess the big problem in life is that we're not seeing more than conquering the way they more than conquered in the Old Testament. And we've used Moses quite a bit and have really just singled out that transaction where Moses was backed up to the sea with 3 million people. He needs an answer right now. He needs an answer right now. We don't have 3 weeks to meditate. We don't have 3 seconds. We need an answer right now. And we see from the Word of God, based on the written Word of God, the account, that Moses cried out to the Lord, and God answered. 5 days later? No, immediately. In 2 seconds, the Lord answered him. But here's the thing about Moses. Moses heard God when God answered. Moses was able to discern or perceive the voice of the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. No one else heard it. Aaron didn't hear it. People standing by didn't hear it. But the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying to me? Tell the people to move forward. Hold your rod out over the water." And Moses was developed spiritually enough to pray. And when God answered and gave him the victory instructions, he perceived them, he saw them, he heard them, and he believed God enough to immediately. How long did it take him to hold his rod out over the water, we've been saying? 2 seconds. Seconds. "Why are you crying to me? Hold your rod out over the water. Tell the people to move forward." And suddenly you see Moses just go, "Move forward, move forward." Now, where'd that come from? Did he think that up in his head? No. We get a glimpse inside Moses from the scriptural account that God spoke to his heart and gave him the strategy on how to more than conquer the Egyptian army. And this is more than conquering. If there's ever been more than conquering, it's this battle right now where 3 million slaves are up against the number one superpower in the world of the day, Egypt. Best chariots, best army, best warriors, horses. I mean, they are the number one superpower in the world today, the Egyptian Empire. And they didn't have to lift one hand. They didn't have to smack one Egyptian. No blood was shed. There was no hand-to-hand combat. All the Egyptians died. Every single one of them. None of the Israelites died. They all lived. They didn't get one scratch. Would you say that's more than conquering? Oh, that's way more than conquering. That's a supernatural win. And so people would say, why aren't we seeing things like this today? Well, it's very easy. Do you see the pattern for the spiritual transaction that occurred? This man had a relationship with God and he knew his voice. Palava, palava. And so there's battles that we could be winning at a more than conquering level that we're losing. Why? Because we have not been trained spiritually to discern or perceive or know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because I tell you, when I looked at in the beginning of the year how these people won, how they more than conquered, and we gave four key scriptures. 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, I never understood that verse at all. Tell the people to move forward and hold your rod out over the water. That was a born of God victory instruction. Now let's read that again. Oh, we got Bibles. We got white Bibles. We got red Bibles. Soon we'll have purple and pink Bibles. If you would like a Psalm 1 or English translation to follow along with, I love electronics, but I read this one. I never read this one. To Moses, tell the people to move forward and hold your rod out over the water. That was a born of God victory instruction. Has everybody got that? When he told Joshua, march around the city of Jericho, that was a born of God victory instruction. When he told David, go up at once, overtake, recover all at Ziklag, that was a born of God. What is that? God thought it up and God gave you the way to win. That was a born of God. What's into the ground? So we see there's a pattern and it's a spiritual transaction that causes God to manifest in the physical realm, manifest victories for you. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You just heard on the inside. And this is the victory that overcomes the situation you find yourself in right now. Being able to hear God when he speaks to you at a level where you, oh, I know him. That's God. I heard him loud and clear. He just told me to hold the rod out over the water. This is the way we win down here. Being led by the Spirit with a victory instruction that we need to do in order to win. Everybody good? So we spent about 3 months on that, and we've got a bunch of verses that also coordinate with this. Zechariah 4:6, very similar, very popular verse. Everybody loves it. Nobody knows what it means. Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power. It wasn't by punching and kicking, stabbing and beating up the Egyptian army. It was by a human being on earth being able to hear the Spirit of God tell them how to win, believe it, and do it. And then the victory manifested. So it wasn't by physical efforts. It wasn't even your mental ideas. But it was by the Spirit of the Lord showing your spirit what to do to win. You being able to hear that, believe that, act on that. Now, the King James says, now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph Now, a lot of people think, that's right, he does everything and I don't do anything. No. There's a working with God that has to occur on earth in order for you to receive the victories that God wants for you. It's called operating by faith. By faith. What do you mean by faith? We harvest what we just heard and saw on the inside. So don't think that God is in control of everything and whatever happens is automatically his will. No, 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 no. We have a part to play, and we see how these people won over and over and over again. We see that God spoke to them, they heard it, they did it, and the Holy Spirit caused it to manifest. That is, you need to learn and be taught how to function spiritually. I believe there's a big misconception in the body of Christ that once you're born again, you're okay and you just automatically know everything about being a Christian. No. No. The Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the pure or the sincere milk of God's word that you might grow thereby. God was a constant source for me at that stage in my life. He was everything that I needed all the time. I've been married, and I've been widowed. I buried my first husband. I've been a single parent. I have a child with special needs. So I've gone through all those stages, and God was a river that flows from the throne of God that we can all tap into and receive from daily. And now we're into our final subject, and I've named it the harvesters, but I really want to call it stewards of the mysteries of Christ. Stewards of the mysteries of Christ. So let me give you a few of our key verses from Proverbs 20:27. It says, the spirit of man is, the heart of a man is like deep water, and a man of understanding will draw it out. So just here in this very same chapter, we see that if God's going to talk to you, illuminate you, enlighten you, he will enlighten you by your spirit, his spirit to your spirit. So many Christians don't know this basic thing that, and those who worship him and have a relationship with him will have to have a relationship with him on the terms that he exists at. And that's going to be a spiritual relationship. His spirit to your spirit. We also read from Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your body. There's counsel in there. He'll light you up in here. And he will direct your path. So it's normal for Christians to have their questions answered and their paths directed by the Lord. Now, Sunday, Pastor Junior is doing an amazing series called Perfect Protection. And he's talking about the warnings of God, how God warned Joseph, take Mary and the baby and run to Egypt now, because Herod is it. Flow all your victory instructions, all your answers, or how you're going to win, prayers, answers, counsel, wisdom, knowledge. Everything you need to win is going to come up and out of that part of your being. That's why you need to guard it. Don't let anybody break your spirit. Don't let anybody break your heart. That's your victory factory. That's your strength factory. That's the coconut factory. Romans 8:16, his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. And then 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 16, verse 9 says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, neither has it entered in. Yes, even the deep secret things of God. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God. which is of God, that we might know God, receive and know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 14, but the natural man, the carnal man, the mental man, the natural man does not receive the things of God. The things of the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. When you start talking about the Lord answered me, the Lord, Moses, how did you know to hold your rod out over the water? Well, the Holy Spirit spoke to my spirit. God got a message to me from through the intermediate agency of the Holy Spirit. And I was able to hear it, receive it, pick it up, believe it. And within a couple seconds, I was telling the people exactly what I heard and saw inside. Thank you very much for the question. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Moses is no. What makes him not crazy? Not mentally discerned. I wish someone had told me this when I was 10. Now, the good news is we're teaching the children right now all of this. So, Philippians 2, let's begin in verse 1. Now, we just read Paul describing how the Holy Spirit communicates to us, but I think it would be good to read the passage right before that because it's very significant. He said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. I didn't come intellectually. I didn't come with my term paper that I wrote from college, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. He was just beat up in the city that he was in. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. When I came to preach, I was actually pretty weak physically. I almost lost my life in the town I was at before. I was afraid. The Lord actually, and of power. What in the world does that mean? The Holy Spirit gave me my message. He was speaking through me. And then there were demonstrations of power. There were works. There were manifestations. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So even his messages, remember when Jesus spoke in Mark chapter 1, he spoke in church that day and the people said, where is this guy getting these revelations? No man has ever spoken like this. He speaks with authority. Well, guess who else did not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration and in power of the Holy Spirit? Jesus. He said, the words that I see you learned in university, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So when God said to Moses, tell the people to move forward, hold your rod out over the water, that's the hidden wisdom. That's the mystery that he's explaining here. God has always ordained this, that he would speak to his people. So I just want you to be familiar with that. It says mysteries, but how can you know a mystery? How can you see it if it's hidden? How can you know hidden wisdom? Well, because it's hidden inside you. When God's Spirit speaks to you, you're the only one that hears it. Those two phrases, hidden wisdom, do you know what that is? That's when God speaks to your spirit on the inside. That's what we just read about. Eye is not seen, ear is not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man intellectually. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. But he has revealed them to us by his Spirit to our spirit. So when we talk about that, we're talking about hidden wisdom, or we can call it a mystery. 1 Corinthians 4:1. 1 Corinthians 4:1. Paul is still touching back on what he's talking about in chapter 2. He said, so let a man so account of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now, again, I've been reading these verses. What in the world does that mean? How can you be steward of a mystery? If you don't know what it is, you don't know what it is. How can you manage something that you have no idea what it is? I'm the responsible party on earth, the steward of what God just told him on the inside, to manage that unto manifestation. When God tells you something on the inside, he wants it to come to the outside and manifest. So stewards, ministers of Christ, of God, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. The WIS translation says, in this manner, let a man measure and classify us as servants of Christ and as those who have been entrusted with the mysteries of God and their disposition. Under these circumstances, it is further sought in stewards that a man be found to be faithful. Now, a steward is a manager. Stewardship is the job of supervising or taking care of something. Let me give you another example that we've already gone over. The man at the Pool of Bethesda, John chapter 5. Jesus is walking by the Pool of Bethesda. He sees a man that's been there for 38 years. He stops and says, will you be made whole? The man says, no, I'm too fat. And he says, pick up your bed and walk. The power of God is released when turned in by the man that he healed, and they're ready to kill him for telling the man to pick up his bed and walk on Sunday. So good part is Jesus explained exactly how he was working. He said, if my Father works, I work. In other words, if God tells me to do something, I become the steward of that mystery. I become the responsible party to cause that to manifest on the earth. The sower sowed the word, and the good ground receives the word and brings forth the harvest, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Is a candle brought to be hidden under a bushel or under the couch and not to be set on a lampstand? There's nothing hidden that's not supposed to come abroad. And there's nothing kept secret that shouldn't be let out and seen. No, really, these two stories are exactly the same. Actually, four stories in Mark chapter 4. It's all talking about the same thing. Did God tell Jesus, I want to heal this person? So he can just hide that on the inside and it never manifest physically? No, God tells Christians, I would like to do this. I would like you to pray for that person. I would like you to tell that person to pick up their bed and walk. I would like you to tell that person, be healed. And when you hear his voice in your spirit, you become. The sower just sowed the word. The kingdom of heaven is like a man that sows a seed and he goes away and it grows. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And then immediately he puts the sickle in because the harvest is come. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Smallest seed, small. I want you to heal that man. Just a small perception on the inside. You're drawn to that person. You just got an assignment. You just perceived, I want to move here. Spiritual people hear God when he speaks to them. They receive the word. They believe the word. And they act on the word, so there is a physical harvest for all to see. So Jesus, responding to the Pharisees himself, is doing. And he's going to show me even more things that you may marvel. Take heed how you hear. The measure that you meet will be measured back to you. And even more will be measured on top of that. To him that has ears to hear will more be given. But to him that doesn't have ears to hear, even what he has will be taken away from him. If you listen, if you are steward of what God says, the sower sows the word, I heard God wants to heal this man. So I'm going to go do that right now. Unto what? Unto physical manifestation, the guy standing there with his bed. Check. You're free. You can leave now. And he did. Now God can say something else to you. Take heed how you hear. All four people, the hard ground, the rocky ground, the thorny ground, and the good ground. They're all, it's four examples of their stewardship of when they heard God's word, only one person brought it all the way to physical manifestation. The people that can bring it to physical manifestation, work with God at that level, you can be sure that he's going to throw you another seed because you produce harvests. You do what you hear on the inside from God, and it produces a physical harvest. The person is healed. God is looking for people that are interested in developing to this level. Let me leave you with one story, and we'll pick up in January, John 9, verses 1 through 6, a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, a working of miracles. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Now, the man in chapter 5 wasn't born crippled. He became crippled. So now the assignments that he's getting are getting bigger. Did you notice what was the biggest miracle that Jesus did? It's going to be the next chapter. The dead guy that's been buried for 4 days. Remember, he said the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he wants to do. And he's going to show me greater things that you may marvel. As the Father keeps giving you assignments, giving you assignments, giving you assignments, you're a steward of that mystery unto manifestation, unto harvest. It happens. Everybody sees it. You can believe it that he's going to keep sowing assignments onto you because you're a harvester. You're a steward of the mysteries of Christ. You're faithful unto manifestation. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. Oh! And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Here it is again. I must work the works of him that sent me. From John chapter 5, we understand what's happening, right? He's receiving, he's perceiving. God wants to do something here. My Father works, I work, from John chapter 5. John chapter 9, I must work the works of him that sent me. That means God just told me to heal him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work, as long came seeing. Young's literal translation, I'm going to pick up in verse 7. Actually, 6. And saying these things, he spat on the ground. Wait a minute. How did you know to spit on the ground? Where did that come from? Did you just make that up? Hidden wisdom. Exactly how God wants to do this. Spit and make mud. Oh. You're going to steward that mystery, huh? But in how many seconds do you think it took Jesus to go? Once again, 2 seconds. I must work the works of him that sent me. What are you doing? It's getting weird in here, right? And this was only one time that the Holy Spirit, that as far as I know, I know he spit and touched someone's tongue. There was a lot of spit miracles. Lord, just please don't tell me to spit on somebody. And then he will. How do you get that specific? He said, I only do what I see on the inside. You understand you need a, and I believe you do after this year, you have the basic understanding on how all these transactions are occurring. The Spirit of Jesus is the candle of the Lord. He lights him up. Is that candle supposed to stay hidden under the bushel? No, it's supposed to come out where everyone can see it. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am showing everyone the Father. And so spit and make mud, wipe it on the guy's eyes. You got to know your Father's voice. You got to know the Holy Spirit's voice, because you do not want to make that up and it not work. And the guy be like 350 pounds and still can punch. You know, even though he's blind, you do not want to make a mistake. And I believe in being really careful. Really careful in developing in these things. But we're going to get there. We are going to get there. And so here's our closing verse. Go away, wash in the pool. I'm in Young's literal. Of Siloam, which is interpreted sent. He went away, therefore, and did wash, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and those seeing him before that he was blind said, Is not this the one? Is not this he who was sitting and begging? Oh, so did the candle was lit on the inside of Jesus. The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. This little light of mine, I'm going to override it and keep it down in there and no one's ever going to see it. No, I'm going to be a faithful steward of what I saw inside. I'm going to believe it and I'm going to act on it. And the power of God healed that man's eyes unto what? Everyone saw it. There was a physical harvest. So what God said to Jesus was for all to see. What God said, these assignments that he's giving all these people that knew how to function spiritually, when they manifested, it's for God to be seen. Not Moses to be seen, not Joshua to be seen, not David to be seen. Even Jesus, all the glory and all the honor and all the praise goes to his Father. The neighbors saw it. Jesus was the good ground. Jesus put the light on the candle stand. Jesus put the sickle in. Jesus heard the small, tiny whisper, I would like to heal that guy. And brought it out to a big, giant tree that everyone could see. God wants to manifest. God wants to manifest in our lives. He wants to manifest in Samoa. He wants to manifest in the South Pacific. As we close tonight, all these manifestations we're going to pick up in January, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, working of miracles, special faith, gifts of healings, prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. All these are for the harvest field. There's nine of them. There's nine ways the Holy Spirit moves through people. They work by being aware of His Spirit on the inside of you, sensitive, able to perceive His voice, and then obedient to what you're hearing in your spirit, in your conscience. They require spiritual development and faithful stewardship of these mysteries of God. The Lord said, if you love me, you will keep my words. Which ones? Well, these, yes, yes. But also the live assignments. If we're going to proceed in the Holy Spirit, this is your assignment over the break. Pray in the Holy Spirit a lot if you pray in other tongues. But don't disturb everyone in your family. Do it quietly. Don't be one of those fia poco mimica tongue talkers. I remember when I was filled with the Holy Spirit at age 19, I wanted the whole world to know. And I came home for Christmas and I wanted to show my dad that I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I sat in his chair in the living room and prayed in tongues at the top of my voice because I wanted everyone to know that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I speak in tongues. My dad came out of the kitchen. He said, will you shut up? And I was healed that day from the fia poco. Why don't we stand tonight? Praise and worship team, you can come. Second Corinthians 3:6 says he has made us able ministers of this new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. That makes a little more sense now. The Spirit of God is going to be telling you, giving you assignments. The sower is going to be sowing the word. Galatians 3:5, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be known to be of God and not of us. That was not me. That was God. That was not me. That was God. That was not me. That was God. Romans 15 and 19, just bear with me. This English is a little bit hard. It says, by the power of miraculous and amazing signs and the power of God's Spirit, this is Paul, I have finished spreading the good news about Christ from Jerusalem to Illyricum. My goal was to spread the news where the name of Christ was not known. I didn't want to build on a foundation with others had laid. As the scriptures said, those who were never told about him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. Stewards of the mysteries are responsible for what we hear on the inside from God, unto manifestation, unto harvest, unto seeing it on earth. Now, I can't participate in the things that I'm not perceiving in my heart and perceive things that he would have us to do, and there's no way we would know them otherwise. Talking about the hidden wisdom that Paul described. We're talking about the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. He reveals things to our spirit by his Spirit. Even John the Apostle said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard the sound, a voice that sounded like a trumpet. I was in the Spirit. I heard it on the inside. God needs people, and it's you, who are sensitive to his Spirit, and normal, not weirdos, full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit, who can take their cues from him, take orders from him, and impact this world. Why don't you say this? Say, Father, Father, I commit to you. I will be listening more. I will be praying more. I will be praying more in the Spirit. So I can stay filled with the Spirit. And walk and live in the Spirit. And perceive the leadings of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Why would I want to do that, Pastor? Because it's all about people with the Lord. How many times have we walked by someone and the Lord was trying to move through us, but we were the hard ground or the rocky ground or the weedy ground? Let's all commit to be the kind of ground that God can say something to us. We can receive it, believe it, and do exactly what he says unto harvest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you very much. Father, we just look to you right now. If there's anything you want to do, this is our last Friday, All Nations. Anything else, Lord? Well, we always give him the opportunity, healing. He always healing. Anyone here tonight, you would like to receive healing and would like to come forward and have hands laid on you? The word says believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And we believe that, we preach that, we do that, and we have that. Where he's preached the same, he is the same. Anyone here tonight, you would like to receive healing, you can slip out in the aisle and come forward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Tayala.
Tayala, faiba venga, tausi fengaina, sulu ile bongisa, atua, o oila valena. Taiala, faiva venga, tausi fengaina, sulu ile polisa, patua, o oila valena.
Father, we thank you for this life. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Be restored. Be made right, be made strong by the authority of the head of the church, by the will of God in Scripture. Be restored, be made straight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We believe, we receive it now in Jesus' name. Gamailolo sifre pre vrenevre pre gamale levre pre gi framasso tre pre gula la mai tre vessi tre pre ma chi kire ava sombre i pai che pre pas maroco fu pore ne pre framasso cromoco framasso pre. Thank you, Lord. There's two ways people got healed in Jesus' ministry: by faith or by a special manifestation of healing. We'll take either one. I'm glad you came up tonight. I've been wondering when you're going to come up. I believe the Lord is going to move in your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Keep coming. Keep believing. He can do this in a second. He can do it progressively. But I believe. I believe. Thank you, Lord. We're going to see it. We're going to see it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Father, be strong. Be well. Be free. Strength. Ability. Wisdom. Strength. Ability. Wisdom. Father, we thank you. Restored completely, strong every day, stronger and stronger. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. But also thank you, Lord, for the assignments on his life, their life. Thank you that they grow and 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 grow. Thank you, Lord. Great strength to you. Great wisdom. Great ability. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you so much for coming. If you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord, why don't you pray this prayer with me? Everyone today, say, Father God, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. I accept him as my Lord. I believe in my heart and say with my mouth, Jesus Christ, you are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome to the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, again, thank you so much for coming tonight. I believe the kids are still having their party a little bit, but pick them up as soon as you can. And again, we'll see. We'll be running our Sunday service, but we will not be having Friday for the next 6 weeks or so. We'll be posting it on Facebook, and it'll spread through the Samoan grapevine, I'm sure. But I'll hand it over to Pastor Jenny. She's got just a few announcements.